This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Age of Radio.
And here we are.
I just realized it had me muted. I was like singing along with you.
Oh. We're the princes of
and it had me muted.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we're popping your laptop cherry right now. Is that what's happening?
You are. Well, yeah. So this will be the first guest cherry. I recorded that quick little new laptop. What are you watching?
Oh, I haven't listened to that one yet. Okay.
Oh, there it's nothing special. It's just me. It's just me keeping up with, you know, every 2 weeks ish, because I'm stubborn.
Hey Drew, are you on your laptop mic or
no? Oh wait, you know what? This is the first time using Zoom. Oh, you know what? No, wait, that's the speaker. No, the microphone. It should still be. I'm using this like Zoom thing. It's kind of like a mini. What was my big thing called?
I don't know, Yeti or something?
Yeah,
no, I don't know. So wait, what, do I sound off or what?
No, just sound a little quiet. And so it was...
I sound quiet. Okay, let me...
Or is it your
let
end?
Me...
And it's probably our end.
Turn.
Is that better?
Let me turn these up.
All right.
Is that better?
Oh my.
Yes. Dark silky gems.
Drew's all up in your ear hole, babe.
You can get up in my ear holes anytime.
Yeah, buddy.
Frodo, stop eating that. That's not for you.
What?
I don't. He's eating something off the back of this bookshelf. Cat.
There it is. I'm sure it's delicious.
He's a cat. It's a cord or it's plastic.
Yeah. Technically, part of it's plastic. Yes.
Yeah. See. There you cats. Go.
You know cats. So is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Much better. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl last night?
Okay. Let me be very clear on this. I was invited to a friend's little shindig, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go. My mother called, and she's like, what are you doing for Super Bowl? And I'm like, I'm going over to Sheila's. I don't know. She's going to have dinner and snacks and whatnot. And she's like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'm sure Sheila would be more than happy if you came. She's like, okay. So we both took separate cars because, like, I'm like, Mom, you're not going to want to stay for the whole game. I don't even know if I'm going to stay for the whole game because, you know, go sports. And ended up staying the entire time, watched the actual game. This is the first time I've actually ever, like, sat and watched a full NFL game from start to finish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just not, like, because normally football, so Super Bowls, the only time that I actually would even pay attention to a game, because in the years past, I've had money riding on the game. So I would occasionally, you know, pop in, check the score, and I'm like, okay, da 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 da. But this one, yeah, like I was watching the entire time. Like I started calling the game fumbles and field goals. And because that's kind of what it was for a while.
Yeah, definitely the first like three quarters was kind of that way.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was a good game.
Yeah, good game. But the real question, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? Because that's why we really watch it, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, Superb Owl.
Look, we knew the Chiefs were going to win.
Yeah.
They had to. I called that like 4 months ago.
Okay, let's see. I think the most cleverest of Super Bowl commercials was the whole like, Well, here on the range, we grow crouch potatoes.
Oh, that one was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That one. Was, you're like, because, you know, the easiest thing, we need good TV, and we need free TV. So yeah, Pluto, for, is where
Pluto,
we go.
Right? Pluto TV?
Yeah,
it was an ad for Pluto. I will say this. Okay, Timu, I don't know how much money Timu put out.
Oh.
But Timu was the only commercial that I saw repeated at minimum 6 times.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say, yeah, the couch potato one was on like 3 times. The
Was it? Okay,
there were two of the Jesus ones that were questionable.
I might have gotten up to take a piss or something because I didn't see the Jesus one.
Oh, you didn't see the one with the horribly photoshopped people washing people's feet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't Google it.
No, it's the He Gets Us, you know,
yeah.
The hate group that specifically pays for conversion therapy and shit like that.
Oh, that's quaint. Yeah, yeah, no, the couch potato one, I saw like 2 or 3 different versions. Like it was, one was like a full one and one was like a partial.
A little 15 second
But that
one.
Timu one, it was the exact same commercial 6 times. And I'm thinking to myself, how much money are they putting out?
Oh, they make so much
money. $7 million per clip, apparently.
Drew, it's That's Sheen, insane. But you have to join their club to shop it.
Yeah.
That's insane. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I will just stick with Amazon.
So, babe, what was your favorite?
I had a couple favorites. I really did like the T-Mobile one with Jason Momoa and the Flashdance.
Oh, with Zach Braff. And, yes, that was good.
And I did really enjoy, I have no idea what the commercial was for, but the Eagles and the Ravens fly migrating.
Oh. That was clever.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't that was just clever. For the NFL?
I guess.
Or like NFL TV.
Yeah, but
or
still.
Yeah. I like the Dunkin' Donuts one. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that one's pretty good too.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck and DJ Tom Brady on the ones and twos.
What was it? As the kids say, it's so cringe, but I do like, you know, J-Lo at the end going like, we talked.
Matt Damon sold it with that. Like, I'm sorry, Jen. Apologize. He's like, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Is this what Chugi is?
I love when he's walking away and he's like, man, remember when I said I'd do anything for you? Yeah. Well, this was anything. It's like, and that's where we're stopping.
How you like them donuts? I was like thinking, oh God, is Kevin Smith going to walk in on this? What's up?
There was a smaller one that I saw. It was on YouTube or it was on TV Today where he had said Ben Affleck was responding to Matt Damon and he was trying to practice a line. And he said like, oh, you know, I've been kind of out of practice with these actor practicing methods, routines. And Matt's like, yeah, we're aware.
Yeah. We're the 3 people that saw Hypnotic. We get it.
We can tell. Oh, Hypnotic.
I liked Hypnotic. I'm not gonna lie.
They tried.
The best thing was they tried. Tight 80 minutes.
it could have been better. It could have been better if they just weren't trying to like rip off like Inception.
Yeah, that might be coming on the podcast soon because I kind of want to make Izzy watch it, but yeah, it's going to be one of those where like 3/4 of the way through the movie, she's going to be like, oh, you know what? No, fuck this movie. It's done.
What am I watching?
Yeah.
What is this?
Steve, I'm going to think about this movie as much as I think about Joe Piscopo.
I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love it so much.
I'm mad that now, because that's my indicator, I have to remember who Joe Piscopo is.
Hey, you did it to yourself, babe. Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies,
mini episode.
And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Guys, it's been a busy week with so many holidays.
Oh, I mean, God, it's the best food holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Superb owl.
Before we get into it, babe.
Steve.
We're not alone for this.
We're not?
We're not. With us, we have the one, the only, Drew Shine from the Real Films Podcast. Welcome, Drew!
I'm just glad that Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's all. I
go Swifties!
Woo! Oh my God, wasn't it so nice that Taylor Swift and her boyfriend went to the Usher concert this weekend?
Oh, so many special guests in that Usher concert.
And I believe
Beyonce and Jay-Z were in attendance. I was hoping they would pop up on stage for some
right?
reason.
Right? I like how Beyonce just like dropped a single in the middle of the Super Bowl.
Yep. Usher must have taken up roller skating during COVID.
Right.
Practice for all that.
Now there's a whole commercial about him forgetting how to roller skate.
Although I did like that Christopher Walken commercial where he was all like, isn't there somewhere where you have to be? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting him to be a backup dancer. Yeah.
Right?
That's clever. I bet he's going to be wearing the same outfit in the Michael Jackson glove.
But by the way, why were they all in the rollerball outfits? Drew, have you not seen 2002's Rollerball or whatever?
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. Rollerball, Stealth.
Yeah. So when they were coming out of the full pads and on roller skates, I'm like, oh shit, it's going to happen. Hello, Cool J's going to come out.
And then Ludacris was dressed as the fucking Fox Monday Night Football robot.
With an afro.
Oh, he picked that shit out. Good for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always love that.
So by the time this comes out.
So, yeah.
We will have had the Superb Owl.
Yeah, the Superb Owl. We had the Chinese New Year right before that.
Lunar New Year's. Yeah. Happy Year of the Dragon. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Mardi Gras.
That's right. Fat Tuesday is tomorrow.
Fat Tuesday. Woo. And followed by Ash Wednesday.
Slash Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this is a packed week.
Yeah, and all the best foods, like I'm going to gain 10 pounds this week. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. If you haven't had the Frank's Red Hot Dip this week, have you even lived?
Right. Drew, do you have a go-to for any of those holidays? Like you need to have, I don't know, a box of truffles or something? I don't know. For Valentine's? I don't know.
No, not really. Although, you know, Valentine's Day is always a time where I will 100% put on, you know, my Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
Wait, the original or the remake?
You know, if I have time, I'll put on both.
Yes,
but,
that's the perfect answer.
Yeah, if I got time. If not, I'll opt for whichever one I grab first, either the original or the remake. And then, since I will probably make time, I will also watch Valentine.
Oh, shit, with David Boreanaz.
Yeah.
Oh, we did it on this year podcast.
Still think he's the killer. No, we did it on What Were They Thinking.
Oh, we haven't even done on this year podcast.
That's right.
Oh my.
Babe, how about you? Do you have a favorite food for any of those holidays? He said, knowing there's going to be the next 15 minutes.
Yes. Let's see. For Super Bowl, we usually do nachos.
Of course.
We've been putting into the rotation the Frank's Red Hot Chicken Dip.
And the pretzels.
Oh, and I also cook German-style soft pretzels.
Yeah.
Do
we have a sauce to go with those?
You know, honestly, because I do the nachos, I usually end up getting just dipped in the nacho sauce. Mm-hmm. Or the Frank's Red Hot Dip.
That's perfectly acceptable.
But I have been known to make a curry ketchup to go with them.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Drew's like, how far a drive were you guys?
And then for Mardi Gras, we always have to do something.
Oh, yeah.
So this year we're doing po' boys. Not traditional po' boys, because I already had the pretzel stuff out. I did make us some pretzel rolls instead of traditional po' boy rolls. Somebody out there screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, deal with it.
I'm going to fry some chicken.
Yeah.
And of course, going to make the remoulade sauce. And we got a red beans and rice.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Look, I'm not traditional. I'm not Southern. We're going with Zatarain's.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then, probably going to do a king cake.
Mm.
The cream cheese filled one.
Yeah.
The edible one.
Try to do a tolerable one. That's my least favorite thing about, Mardi Gras little king cake, where it's like, here, chew into this, I don't know, sugar coated, packing foam and hope you don't chew a baby.
It just makes it easier to find the baby, Steve.
I guess.
Right? Hope you chip your teeth on a baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe, we're going baby free this year. It's only the three of us.
All right.
I was going to do what I did, I think, last year, do the Hokkaido milk roll bread for the outright, and then do the cream cheese cinnamon filling.
Okay.
That worked out pretty good last year.
I'll allow it. I'll try it out.
Yeah. And then, of course, for Valentine's Day, we always do a heart-shaped pizza from Papa Murphy's.
Heart Baker.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. It's like $11. You get a large pepperoni pizza. Nothing super fancy, but it's shaped like a heart.
Yeah.
We've done that literally every year since we've been together.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's a tradition, I guess.
Gross. Yeah. And then for Ash Wednesday, we are usually recovering from Mardi Gras. Like, the one thing that we've had trouble finding since we've been in Utah, but if you guys can get it, get the Abita's Andy Gator beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like what you get. Doppelbock,
boom.
Yeah.
It's like 9%, nice and smooth, just...
Oh, it's dangerous. You don't need the Purple Haze. Purple Haze is kind of a sugar bomb.
Yeah.
But if you can't find that, Turbo Dog is a good one. It's a good brown ale. So, yeah, get some New Orleans beers if you can. You know what? I might try adjusting the hurricane recipe to leave out the ingredient that makes you puke.
Ah. We also have plenty of other booze, I'm sure.
True, true. Yeah, Steve loves a hurricane, but they always come back to get him. Turns out, dark rum, for some reason, makes Steve puke. Regular rum? No problem. Apparently. Spiced rum? No problem. Gold rum? No problem. Dark rum? Pukey pukies.
Yep.
Would that be like the Kraken? Is that the brand that's like dark rum?
Yeah. We have the Myers.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jamaican dark.
Okay.
And even that made him puke. I have to finish that one off.
Must be bananas or some shit in it. No, I don't know.
That's just it. I looked it up. It doesn't. It's just fermented longer.
Yeah. Well,
but that's been the key ingredient that makes you puke.
Yeah. Hmm.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
So glad we're talking about me puking. But guys, there's one more holiday coming up later this week. It's President's Day.
Oh, fuck the president.
Down the hall. But since we have an educator... and a highly educated woman with us. How would you guys like to have a little quiz?
Oh, no. Oh, no. If it's going to be about presidents, I've already failed.
Oh, well, babe, you're in luck. Because you fail. It's all about presidents.
Oh.
Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Let's let our lovely guest go first.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Our educator, Drew. Thomas Jefferson has three accomplishments on his gravestone. What are they? And hint, not one of them is President of the United States.
Okay, so Declaration of Independence.
Yes, the author of Declaration of Independence, yes.
There's the obvious one right out of the way.
You would think the president would be one too, but no, he's okay with that.
You would think. Let's see. I'm going to assume having half black children is not one of them.
You would be correct that it is not on there, but definitely probably should be. Actually, father is one of them, but not father of what?
Oh gosh,
not who? What?
Father of?
Oh, didn't he invent like a cotton gin?
No, democracy. That was Eli Whitney. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that's Eli Whitney. I don't know, father of democracy.
Yeah, he invented peanut butter, babe.
I know it wasn't the peanut butter? Because people heard it get invented until a long time after George Washington Carver.
That's George Washington Carver.
He did not invent peanut butter. He invented not peanut butter, but the peanuts. And not one of them was uses for peanuts.
All right, Drew, is that your final answer? No,
just kidding. Sure, father of democracy. I don't know.
Father of the University of Virginia.
Okay.
And author of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom.
Yeah, that was my next
one. Yeah. Sorry, that was a toughie. Oh, sorry about that. But babe.
No, you're fine.
I've got a question for you.
Drew's got a third of a point on the board. That's right. I gotta beat this.
That's right. He takes a staggering third of a point lead. Can Izzy come from behind? Babe, who is the shortest president?
Oh, God, I don't know. The shortest president. Is it one that I'm gonna, like, is it a guy I'm gonna know?
I mean, yes. I would hope so. I would hope you know at least half of the presidents of the United States of America, not just the band.
I'm so glad you have that much faith in me. I'm also not sure I could name one band member right at this moment.
Any guesses for shortest president?
Eli Whitney.
Napoleon Bonaparte. Wow, babe. Here's a hint.
Was it Andrews?
He's 5'4" and 100 pounds, allegedly.
Andrews?
James Madison. You were close.
Okay.
Who's Andrews?
The Andrews one.
Are you talking about Andrew Jackson, Andrew Johnson?
All of the Andrews.
Yes.
Oh, shit. No, Andrews. That was the president's name in... Oh, fuck. Was it Independence Day?
It was either Independence Day or something in the 90s.
like My Fellow Americans. Like, that might have been James Garner's.
Oh, shit. That might have been James Garner's.
I was like,
it was Jack Lemmon.
I was thinking it was a fighter pilot, though. So,
yeah, he was a pilot, or he was a war too? Veteran.
Oh shit! Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, babe, that's not a real president, but I'm glad you brought that up. No. Yeah, James Madison, 5'4". I think it was the fourth president. Yeah. All right, Drew, back to you. What does the All S right. stand for in Ulysses S. Grant?
Oh, I might actually know this one.
The seed?
Seed?
Can I try?
I'm going to say Samuel.
Izzy, would you like to steal?
Is it Socrates?
Nothing. His real name is Hiram Ulysses Grant, and apparently he just wanted to put S in the middle to sound more official.
Well, that's a trick.
Is it Sucker?
It's like, it should be Steve, am I right? No. But babe, what does the S stand for in Harry S. Truman?
Socrates.
Drew, would you like to try to steal?
I'm gonna say Steve.
Nothing again. His parents wanted to name him after each parent wanted to name him after a separate relative whose name began with an S, so they compromised and just did the initial.
Just like your Stephen J.
That's actually a real name. But...
it's also a letter.
Also true. All right, Drew. Which president skinny dipped in the Potomac daily?
Skinny dipped into the Potomac River?
Yes. Daily.
Garfield?
John Quincy Adams.
Damn. Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Paul Giamatti. Dip it in this Potomac. Yeah. All right, babe. Which president banned dancing, drinking, and card games in the White House?
Oh, I used to know this and I don't know it anymore.
Because his wife was super Presbyterian, apparently.
I don't remember. I used to know that.
And I went to an elementary school named after him.
Fremont?
John C. Fremont was not president of the United States. That was a high school. Drew, would you like to try still?
Ogden.
Yes. Socrates.
We're going to go with Ford.
James K. Polk.
Sure, Polk.
School?
Yeah, Polk Elementary.
Okay.
Go Panthers. Anyway. All right.
The Polk Panthers.
Huh. Yeah. All right, Drew, which president received offers to play in the National Football League?
Kennedy.
Izzy, would you like to try a steal?
Truman?
Gerald Ford.
Oh,
really?
Apparently he graduated from Michigan in 1935, and the Lions and Packers both made him offers. But instead, he decided to go to law school.
And they just ended up naming their stadium after him.
Right? Might be a different Ford, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to look it up. Izzy.
Oh, God.
Which president was the only lifelong bachelor?
Grant?
Drew, would you like to try a steal?
Lifelong bachelor.
A confirmed
bachelor. Exactly. Drew, I'll rephrase the question. Who was the first openly gay president? No, I'm just kidding.
None.
Right, no.
Well, no, who... Wait, no, because they had kids. But one of them dressed in his wife's clothes. Lifelong bachelor. Man. I don't know.
James Buchanan.
Oh, okay.
Buchanan, yep, that's the one.
Buchanan.
Drew, which president was the first to divorce?
Oh. I...
We know who the last one was to divorce.
I don't know. Was it? No. Wait. No.
Drew, you have to say something where I can say whether it is or not. Because if you say nothing, Steve. No, that's not the correct answer. Or is it?
Wilson. I don't know.
Babe, would you like to try to steal?
Is it Trump?
Ronald Reagan.
He got divorced?
Yeah, he divorced actress Jane Wyman back in 1948, back when, you know, he was in his 20s or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, he was the first president to have been divorced when he was in office.
Oh, to have been divorced. I thought you, okay.
Yeah.
I think I misunderstood.
I think he's also the first president to have divorced. Like I don't think anyone divorced before him, but.
Okay. I think I misunderstood the question.
Being out of office or something. Yeah, sorry. Right. He's the first one to have a divorce on his record.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know.
Okay, then. See, I thought I was like, no, because he was married to Nancy.
Yeah.
Right?
But he made a mistake once. No, I don't know. Izzy, which president was related by blood to his wife? Here's a hint. They were fifth cousins once removed. So not really related, but...
Oh, was it Lincoln?
Drew, would you like to try a steal?
Was it not Adams Sr., but Adams Jr.?
It was FDR and Eleanor.
Oh,
the Roosevelts. Yeah, apparently they did their genealogy back to like 1640 and they had like the same grandpa. So yeah, fifth cousins once removed. Could have happened to anyone.
Can.
In Iceland, they have an app for that.
I'll bet they do.
Utah
yeah,
should probably get an app for that.
Yeah, Utah definitely should, trust me.
Steve?
there. Anyway.
Steve, how many members of the same family have your brothers dated?
Ugh. Too many.
All of them?
What?
How many members of the same family have your brothers married?
Oh,
so,
no.
So anyway. Drew, which president created the Secret Service?
Ooh. I want to say Roosevelt.
Izzy, would you like to try a steal?
Secret Service.
And by the way, Drew, it was neither Roosevelt. I see what you did there.
There were two? is it Truman?
It was Abraham Lincoln. In fact, he started the Secret Service. He signed the letter to start the Secret Service hours before he died. And it was to investigate counterfeit money. It was later changed to protect the president and others in government, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But yeah, it was like literally on his way to the theater.
Honey,
like earlier that day, he was like,
get your hat, we're going to the theater. I just have to sign this, babe.
That was the Secret Service before they were the Secret Service. That wouldn't that be like a Treasury Department thing?
You would think, right? But, you know, presidents did it
that
all,
seems
I
like,
guess,
yeah,
back
okay.
in the 1860s.
You know what? I wonder if he thought maybe the Treasury was in on it and wanted a third party.
Yeah, I'm sure it was something like that. Like, yeah, it's separate from other institutions.
Of course it was.
I don't know. I'm not going to do more research. Izzy.
Steve.
Which president escaped indentured servitude as a child?
Ooh. Was it? Who is it? I don't know. Was it George Washington?
Drew, would you like to try to steal?
John Adams Sr.
It was Andrew Johnson. Apparently, his mother sent him and his brother into indentured servitude because they were, you know, poor country folk. And he and his brother later escaped. And it was his wife, Eliza, who actually taught him to read and write in his, like, late 20s or something. And then he became president. I assume, apparently, the first president with Secret Service, as it turns out. Yeah. Drew. Which president donated his salary to charity?
Donated his salary to charity. Oh, crap. I want to say his wife just died. And he does, like, Habitat for Humanity.
I think I know this one.
And he has a name.
Is that Ford?
Can he steal?
Babe, would you like to try to steal?
Is it Carter?
You're both wrong, but pretty close. It was JFK. Why? Because he was already rich as fuck.
Ah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway. Izzy.
Steve.
Which president has won a Grammy?
A Grammy? Was it Reagan?
Drew, would you like to try to steal?
Won a Grammy?
Yep.
What they want a Grammy for?
Think musical talent.
I get that, but...
The one we've already mentioned?
I mean, you mentioned, I think, all of them, so...
Okay, we'll go with Clinton.
Clinton did win a Grammy, yes, for a spoken word in 2003 and 2004.
Oh.
Babe.
He plays the saxophone.
He sure does. Babe. Has any other president won a Grammy?
Please tell me Obama has a Grammy.
Obama does have a Grammy.
Oh my god!
Drew,
okay.
Has any other president won a Grammy?
No. Wait. No.
Jimmy Carter has also won a Grammy.
Really? For what?
I think spoken word. I think they're all spoken word albums or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, because you can get a Grammy, yeah, for spoken word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, fun fact, Richard Nixon apparently played 5 instruments, but apparently not good enough for a Grammy.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Fascinating.
Drew, I think it's your turn. Which president served 2 non-consecutive terms?
I learned this in school, but I don't think I know it.
Monroe?
Babe, would you like to try to steal?
Dang.
Adams.
Grover Cleveland. He was the 22nd.
I was like, which Adams?
Yes, I...
Steve, that's a Sesame Street character, not a president.
He was the 22nd and 24th president, I'll have you know.
No, he's a Sesame Street
character.
Izzy, who was the 23rd president between his 2 terms? And also the first president to have electricity in the White House.
How am I supposed to know that?
It's one or the other.
Babe, I went to public school.
I'll give you a hint. There's a street here in Ogden named after him.
Oh, there's a lot of streets named after him. Is it Monroe?
Drew, would you like to try to steal?
Is it Harrison?
First one to have electricity.
It's 23rd Street.
Good old Johnny 23rd.
I don't know.
Izzy got it on the second try. Benjamin Harrison.
Hey! Oh. I can name streets in town. Was it Wall?
Good old Kensington Wall. I don't know.
Oh, what was I, 15?
Drew, who was the first president born in America?
America?
America.
America.
You know what? I'll even give you a hint. It was in the year 1782, so it was real America. America was a thing. In Kinderhook, New York.
Was it Buchanan?
Hey, would you like to try to steal? Also a street here in Ogden. I know that helps.
Monroe!
It was Martin Van Buren.
That's not a street.
Yeah, it is. It's one block away from Harrison.
Is it one of those little streets? Yeah. Is that where the KFC littler. Is? Is that the one where the KFC is?
No.
No, that's Grant.
Yeah. Right.
See, I don't even... It doesn't even matter.
Well, Izzy, this should be a good one. Which president was born on the 4th of July?
Truman.
Drew, would you like to try steal?
My brain starts going like, born on the 4th of July.
Tom Cruise.
Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue. Was it Coolidge?
Drew, it was Calvin Coolidge. You're absolutely correct. Guys, we got one right.
Hey, see, Drew's got like three of them right.
I know. That's true.
Two and a third.
All right, babe, it's time for the field goal. There's only three questions left.
I got like an eighth of one right.
All right, Drew, which president died on the 4th of July?
Kraft?
Would you like to try to steal, Izzy?
I don't know.
I mean, I think this was my question anyway, because he's asked Drew two in a row. But
maybe I did. Shit. Also a street here in Ogden.
So one I've mentioned several times?
He has been mentioned several times. But...
Is it Harrison?
John Adams.
Hey.
He actually died on the 4th of July, 1826, the 50th anniversary of America.
I'm going to predict another president is going to die this 4th of July.
See, I'll give you one better. There has been more than one president who has died on the 4th of July.
Oh,
could we add another one to it?
That's why I didn't. That's why I know there's more than one. And I can't think of who it is, but I know there's more than one.
Can I Google that one real quick?
Yeah, so go for it. Go for it. Yeah.
By the way, Drew, you're going to need all these questions for your students.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you
the form. This is going to go great with my English class.
Ronald Reagan, the actor? Anyway.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe.
Oh, shit. Number 2, 3, and 5?
Yeah.
Goddamn. How patriotic is that shit? All right. Izzy, your turn, right?
Yes. Because you just had like two in a row.
Which president died of pneumonia in office?
Oh. Is it Harrison?
It is a Harrison. Yeah, it's William Henry Harrison, who apparently contracted it during his inauguration speech because he refused to wear a coat 30 days later. Kaput.
You know, I was really hoping when certain presidents refused to wear masks that would happen again. Really, really hoping. I was also hoping. I've been hoping for that that Indian curse to kick in.
Dare you wish that on Biden. Drew! Which president was elected to the Congress of the Confederacy?
The Confederacy?
I mean, it kind of gives you a hint because there's only like a 3-month window they were a thing.
Yeah. Who came after Lincoln? Who was after Lincoln?
Drew, I'll be the one asking the questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll just say Lincoln. I know I'm wrong.
You heard it here, folks. English teacher says Lincoln was part of the Confederacy.
Yep. No. Because it's the only one I can think of around that time period.
Babe, would you like to try to steal?
Is it Ulysses S. Grant?
No. It was the president before Lincoln, John Tyler, In fact, he was kind of the reason the Civil War started, because he's probably the worst president up until a few years ago. So, guys, what do we learn? Absolutely nothing.
White guys suck. Also, more presidents have Grammys than I would have given credit
right?
for.
Right? That was a real surprising one to me, too. Like, wait, Carter, I didn't know he could rap. Well, Drew, thank you so much for joining us. And guys, Drew is also going to be joining us for our Patreon exclusive this month.
What?
Where we talk about 1984's Dungeon Master, a.k.a. Rage War.
Rage War!
Yeah.
Drew, on a scale of, I don't know, 1 to 10, how many dozen would you give this movie? Just as a preview.
How many dozen? Like a baker's dozen?
Yeah.
We'll give it 4 dozen.
Excellent, excellent. And Drew, where can we find you in the meantime? Are you on social media, or I hear you have some sort of podcast out there?
Yeah, you can hit up the Real Feels podcast over on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Real Feels podcast. Over on Twitter, we are at Real Feels Pod. And yeah, any podcatcher out there, you can find right now our in-between shows that I'm kind of keeping the show alive. We're still in a slight limbo, but hey, there's a huge back library that you guys can listen to.
Yeah.
Excellent. Woo!
Izzy, are you on social media at all?
I am. You find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. It's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm occasionally on all the social medias, so hit me up. Steve?
Yes.
Where can I find you?
Oh, you can find us everywhere on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies, or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's
Everything I Learned from Movies.
And guys, yeah, finishing up February, and then we're going into Marky March. A little bit of a twist. A Mark Hamill-y twist. Ooh.
Ooh.
And then, of course, we got April. Holy crap. Guys, if you want to be on an April movie with us, hit us up at EILF Movies. We could probably get you on one. It's a eclectic mix of monkey movies this year.
Oh, but they all have apes.
That's right. And yeah, of course, follow Untidy Venus to find out what we're doing here in the Ogden, Utah area, and also just online with her amazing arts and wares.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
I'm Drew.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamond's already here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Who's got them? Tell me!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first 6 issues in a collected hardcover volume 1. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.